There is a startup, we won't name it to avoid giving it free promotion, but it's been widely reported, that is now selling commercial access to AI models with safety guardrails deliberately stripped out. Not weakened. Removed. The business model is essentially, pay us, and you get a version of the model that won't refuse anything.
When you describe it that way, it sounds like it should be obviously illegal. And there are arguments that it edges into territory covered by existing law, facilitating cybercrime, contributing to harassment campaigns, potentially running afoul of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act depending on downstream use. But the startup has apparently calculated that the legal gray area is wide enough to operate in, at least for now.
The AI safety research community has been warning about this class of risk for years. The concern isn't that any individual use of an unrestricted model is catastrophic. It's that removing guardrails at commercial scale creates infrastructure for harm that didn't previously exist. Someone who wants to generate targeted harassment content, synthesize disinformation at volume, or explore dangerous technical domains now has a commercial service designed specifically to remove the friction that responsible AI developers deliberately built in.
From a business perspective, the economics are troubling but comprehensible. Safety guardrails are expensive to build and maintain. They require significant engineering resources, ongoing red teaming, model fine-tuning. A startup that doesn't absorb those costs can undercut on price while offering what some users genuinely want, a model that doesn't push back. There's a market for that. The question is whether regulators move fast enough to close it.
This connects to the broader AI regulatory environment, which is still deeply fragmented. The EU AI Act has provisions that should cover this, but enforcement jurisdiction over a US-based startup selling globally is complicated. In the US, there's no comprehensive AI law that clearly addresses this scenario. The startup is betting on that gap, and right now, that bet looks well placed.
Let's bring in the Montefiore story here because it represents a different facet of the same deployment question. Not about safety guardrails, but about what happens when AI is deployed in high-stakes environments to replace human judgment. Montefiore Health System in the Bronx has fired additional nurses, explicitly attributing the cuts to AI software taking over specific clinical functions. This follows an earlier round of cuts at the same institution.
The functions being automated are, reportedly, not complex diagnostic work. They are administrative and monitoring tasks that nurses have historically done alongside their clinical responsibilities. Vital sign trending, documentation, certain intake processes. The hospital's argument is that AI handles these more efficiently, freeing remaining staff to focus on direct patient care.
The counterargument from nursing unions and patient advocates is that those administrative moments are also relationship moments. A nurse taking vitals is also observing, conversing, picking up on subtle cues that don't get captured in a data field. You're not just losing labor when you remove that interaction, you're losing a layer of clinical perception.
And the workforce impact is not abstract. These are real jobs in a community where healthcare employment is economically significant. The nurses being let go aren't transitioning smoothly into AI-adjacent roles, they're losing income. The efficiency gains Montefiore captures don't automatically redistribute to the workers displaced.
AI-enabled smart glasses in academic settings is a different category of deployment concern, but worth addressing in this segment. A University of Auckland student was penalized this week for wearing AI glasses during an exam. The glasses can query AI models in real time and return answers through a subtle visual display. An expert described it as checkmate for traditional exam formats, and that framing is accurate.
The reason it's checkmate is that detection is genuinely hard. Traditional phone bans are enforceable because phones are visible. Smart glasses look like eyewear. As the hardware gets smaller and more integrated, we're already seeing early generation consumer AR glasses that could carry this capability. The physical inspection approach to exam integrity collapses. Institutions are going to have to rethink what assessment even means in an environment where AI assistance is ambient.
Some educators are arguing that if you can't prevent AI from being in the exam room, you should design exams that assume AI is available and test things it can't substitute for: synthesis, argumentation, novel application. That's a reasonable long-term response, but it requires redesigning curricula, retraining faculty, and updating institutional standards. That's a years-long project, not a Tuesday fix.